I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What the f***? The economy.
The death toll.
Celebrities.
Not unconscious.
Saying more traditional.
Rugby.
New Zealand.
Good to be back. It's been a while, but the wheels of justice, they move at a pace not unlike an unemployed millennial. You know, the scruffs you see on a Saturday morning who take 15 minutes to pay for a blue fizzy drink at the dairy, entering the FPOS number at a pace that would infuriate a snail before staggering out to their Mazda Demio and zooming off like a hare with a burning carrot up its ass, nearly taking the wing mirror off my Lambo. As some of you may know, despite the supposed name suppression order, certain allegations were made against me late last year. But finally, justice has prevailed. Now, what did I learn from my time of home detention? Firstly, the uptake of leaf blowers in this country has reached epidemic proportions. And there really is nothing on TV, apart from Fox News and some fascinating documentaries on Nazi technologies on the History Channel. I did, however, make the mistake of trying to listen to the radio. Not the station, too many ads, but to state radio. Now, last time I listened, yonks ago, the hosts were Jeff Somebody and that troubled Plunkett boy. I also recall a chap who listed all the vegetables on sale of a week, which ones were good, in season, black Doris plums, tamarillos, the price of cauliflower, hardly scintillating, but strangely comforting. And then they'd play the odd track from Roger Whittaker. But now, good Lord, it's wall-to-wall, left-wing, taxpayer-funded, hand-wringing, 24-hour, moaning and groaning, all delivered in a clipped, condescending pidgin English. Honestly, if you've been locked up in jail for the last 20 years, which is incidentally what I was looking at, and you turned it on for the first time, you'd think that half the country was on some kind of benefit, morbidly obese and unable to pay the rent. In all the time I listened, admittedly just during the rain fade on Sky, in all that time I heard nothing that concerns the average law-abiding, good-as-gold, God-fearing, lunch-and-sausage-loving Kiwi New Zealander. And that, my friends, is why we are in such trouble as a people. Go ahead, caller. Alistair, is it?
No, Ken. It's Annabelle. Now, I usually say, no smoke without fire. But living through the quakes as I did...
Hang on, didn't you say you were in Benidorm at the time of the quakes?
Physically true. But, Ken, I was on the Facebook the whole time. And it was so upsetting. I must have drunk my weight in Campari. But listen, Ken, relating to yourself and said allegations, while I usually side with the sisterhood on these matters, this time I didn't believe a word. I mean, if you're going to make things up, don't make them so unsavoury, as if you'd stoop so low.
Well, look, I appreciate your support, but I would like to draw a line under that and press forwards.
I felt the same way after that ghastly female fell under my Audi. I know what it's like to be wrongly accused by someone from the underclass. I blame the old green-eyed monster. Enough about you, Ken. Back to me now. I've just had to let my cleaner go, which was a real shame, because she was the only one who actually vacuumed under the bed. But get this. The heifer had the temerity to accuse moi of workplace bullying, for Christ's sake.
Be honest, Annabelle, did you actually bully the poor girl?
Girl? She's 70 if she's a day. That hairstyle is fooling no one. No, I merely accused her of stealing some of my medication. I'm a nervous fly, Ken. I need my orazepams and the odd oxybotte just to settle the nerves. Anyway, when I went to my medicine cadenza in the sixth drawer down, where they usually are, there were none of Mummy's special sweeties to be seen. I merely grabbed Eloise by the scruff and tried to shake the truth out of her. How was I to know she'd put them in my travel bag the night before? I'm off to Bali tomorrow, Ken. Actually, that's what I'm calling about. I wonder if any of your listeners could recommend any good cleaners.
Go ahead, caller.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.